Oftentimes when Carl and I are talking, I'll mention a quote from somebody and he'll say, I like that person or I don't like that person. So today, whenever we prepared this program, I said to him, what do you think about Will Rogers? And you said,
not one of my favorite satirists, if you will.
Is there a reason why?
I find some of his stuff to be, though, folksy and humorous.
Well, of course it's folksy. What did you expect?
But I find it to be sometimes a bit out of step, even in his own time, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because everything is relative to time.
I'm going to give you some stuff that is out of your time. You ready? One of his quotes, I think something, you know, he died in 1935 in a plane crash. And he has been called one of the greatest political sages that this country's ever known.
Yes, he has.
Okay. I have a number of little quotes I'd like to prepare or present. Sorry,
please.
Not prepare.
Should I comment on
either? I've already prepared them.
Should I comment on every one?
You may. Okay. You may. The first one is, never slap a man who's chewing tobacco.
You got to like that.
I'll leave it there. Okay.
You
got to
like
How about never kick a cow chip on a hot day?
Not too many people even know what a cow chip is.
I leave it to you to explain to our listeners who don't know. And I would imagine most people know what a cow chip is. There are two theories to arguing with a woman. Neither works.
I agree wholly with that.
Here's one for you, Carl.
Yes.
Never miss a good chance to shut up.
I agree wholly with that.
And how about never always drink upstream from the herd?
Or never stand upstream from the herd.
And there are three kinds of men. The ones that learn by reading, the few who learn by observation, the rest of them have to pee on an electric fence to find out for themselves.
While holding on to the fence at the same time.
Right. Letting the cat out of the bag is a whole lot easier than putting it back in.
True.
All that sort of stuff.
Well, you know, I've always found some of his stuff humorous and interesting. And I guess I'm looking at a slightly sharper edge. But again, I must remember, and I've always been told, and though I am a history buff, that most of his humor comes from Depression era humor in a part of the country that suffered greatly from that Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And it was a vast wasteland. We cannot imagine the scope of the Great Depression. When we look at what was happening from northern Texas all the way up to Montana, it was an absolute wasteland of extraordinary proportions. And he was writing into that great, great disaster, a human disaster.
Well, I would imagine if I said to my granddaughters today, who was Will Rogers, they wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know. And that is sad. That's going to get me off into a whole different section of our educational system. However, when I say not one of my favorites, it doesn't mean that I discount him. It just means that I believe that his humor is of a place and time. And for you and I, who are history buffs, we understand it. For most others, they wouldn't.
But I think that some of the things that he said still are...
Transcend time? Yes.
Oh,
they do.
Yeah. One he said is... some people try to turn back their odometers. Not me. I want people to know why I took this way. I've traveled a long way, and some of the roads weren't paved. I think that to me has efficacy in today's life.
And it is more than just the paving of the roads. It's a paving of life.
Yeah.
And the life in which we live. Sometimes the roads are smooth, and sometimes they're not.
Well, let me leave it with this one then.
Please.
Eventually, you will reach a point when you stop lying about your age and start bragging about it. I'm at that stage, my friend Carl.
I'm still bragging because I'm still here.
Well, and we will be here momentarily in just a moment. So please stay with us. This is Smith Sabatino.
America!
Welcome to America.
American Biker Minute. Who's on the Sturgis bike?
Jeff Gordon, Massachusetts.
Mark Frederick, Rhode Island.
Dan at the Chip. Started partying yesterday, and we have not stopped yet.
Sturgis, baby!
Today on American Biker Minute, brought to you by Dish Network. $24.99 a month for a year with free installation, free HD for life, and free HD video recorder. Order now, get a free premium channel for 3 months. 800-241-9495. Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Where are these dudes?
Sturgis, baby! I think we're going to do some body painting on him. You know, because we've seen all these chicks with, like, nothing but paint on their breasts.
I'm going to have the Eiffel Tower put on my body.
Actually, it starts off as a fire hydrant.
Plans for a ride or tent.
Want to see Mount Rushmore? We've never seen that. Want to see Devil's Tower, Deadwood, Crazy Horse.
Ride the Badlands this time.
God bless Sturgis. God bless America. This is about supporting small-town USA, getting back to what's important, being patriotic. Patriotic for family and doing things at the front.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you think you'll get more work done if you eat at your desk?
Research shows you won't.
In the study, employees who worked through lunch were more burned out and less productive than workers who did relaxing activities during their break.
If you prefer to eat at your desk, or have to, Mayo Clinic advises going for a walk sometime during the day to get your blood flowing.
And here's another reason to avoid eating at your desk. Those who do consume more calories during the day.
Workers who sat in front of their computers during lunch were more likely to eat fattening foods, have high-calorie drinks, and grab snacks.
Have a healthier day by getting away. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com. Are you an inventor? If you have an invention or idea you want to patent and bring to market, call InventHelp now. They have all the information you need for free. Call 1-800-419-3996. That's 800-419-3996.